Coming up on Hands on iOS, I am going to show you how to create a Memoji, and then how to edit it, how to send it, how to record it, everything you need to know about Memoji. Stay tuned. Hands on iOS is brought to you from Twit's LastPass Studios. You're focused on security, but are your employees? Well, LastPass can ensure that they are by making access and authentication seamless, whether they're working in the office or remote. Visit LastPass.com/Twit to learn more.
This is Twit.
This episode of Hands on iOS is brought to you by IT Pro TV. Visit itpro.tv/twit and use code TWIT30 for an additional 30% off for the lifetime of your active subscription. I don't know about you, but sometimes I wake up and I don't feel like putting on a nice shirt or combing my hair or doing any number of sort of primping and preening practices. And when those days come, I may still want to communicate in a personal way. And that is where Apple's Memoji can come into play. Memoji are these clever little characters that use your phone's or iPad's front-facing camera and uses the depth sensing features on that camera to provide for a sort of, I have to admit, a little bit creepy sometimes, but fun and cute little character that you can set up however you want. So one of these ways, you know, that's Animoji as a whole, but one of the more personal forms of Animoji are Memoji, or Memoji as I sometimes pronounce it. Memoji are personalized characters that you can create to make it look like you, make it look like someone else, make it look like anything. And in fact, I have an emoji here, and I'll show you, that, well, doesn't look a whole lot like me, but is a fun character I created that I've determined has a British accent, in fact. But along with these emoji, of course, there are the Animoji, like the little mouse,
and the octopus. I guess these are the voices I would do if I were speaking with these characters.
Let's switch back to the main one before I embarrass myself a little bit too much. So starting with my main character, you can see I've worn my hat in order to sort of be true to form. Got the little bit of stubble and eyebrows hopefully on fleek as they are in the character's creator. And here is how we go about creating our own Memoji. So first things first, you want to be in the iMessage app and in the Messages app on your iPhone. So I've launched that. And next to the Compose option, there is a little icon that has an A. That's the app icon. I tap on that, and that brings up the iMessage app drawer. Along the way, you'll see different apps that are available. And one of those apps that I'm looking for is Animoji. When I tap on Animoji, the first ones that show up are my Memoji, and then after those Memoji are the Animoji characters. So I will go to my Animoji, and you see I just took that little bar there, and I slid up, and by sliding up like that, I was able to see multiple characters that are available. So let's start with creating a new Memoji. There's a little plus icon that we're going to tap. It's blue. I'll tap on that. And by doing so, I bring up a control. And you can see, this is a bald individual with very sort of neutral features that I can then take and make look like me or like someone else. So with this character, you can see that its mouth is moving, its eyes are moving, its eyebrows move as well. When I smile, it smiles. That is because this character is using the front-facing camera, the depth-sensing features on this iPhone in order to provide for that experience. So right now it has yellow skin. That's sort of the Memoji's natural state, and I can change it to any number of colors. So I'm going to go with a nice white color, a beige sort of color. I can change how much warmth is in that. So we'll go for a rather pale person because they're stuck inside. I'll swipe down. Do I want freckles? You know what? Let's load up on freckles. I think that looks great. Cheeks. I can give a little bit of color to the cheeks there. I think this person sensibly has some nice red blush on their cheeks. There we go. Any beauty spots? I'm going to go with one below the eye. There we go. Now we're getting somewhere. And you'll notice that each of these features have different customizations. So I could go for any color of blush. These are just the basics. And now we'll go over to hairstyle. All right. I can choose my color of hairstyle. So I'm going to go for a nice red color. Oh, yeah. And you can see the eyebrows are changing colors. Ooh, as we are making a choice. And you can see that there are different settings for highlights. So classic highlights, modern highlights. And I think that, yeah, we are going to do some highlights. How about some blonde highlights in this otherwise very red hair? So that looks good. And then I'm going to scroll through all of these different options here and choose a nice, pretty... Ah, you've got to be brave, Merida. That is looking like Merida from Brave. I'm sure that's probably one of my worst accents, so you'll have to forgive me. I'll choose brows. I think Merida takes care of her brow. Well, I guess she doesn't really, does she? She's out there fighting the bears and taking names. I can't remember what it is that Merida does. And we'll just choose these brows. That works. Eyes. Okay. I'm feeling some. Let's see, some kind of big eyes, I think. We like big eyes. Yeah, there we go. What color? Well, obviously green. Pretty green eyes. And then I can change the head shape. Now, the head shape involves, of course, age. So I can make a very young individual, a middle-aged individual, and an older individual. I'm going to choose the middle one for now. And then the shape of the head can change based on the chin. So a very long face or a very short face. I think we're going to go with, yeah, that feels right. Up next is nose, a small nose. Any piercings? You know what? Why not? I think Merida has a little nose piercing. And you notice that you can also change the color of that as well to any number of colors. Actually, I think we're going to go no nose piercing. The nose piercings are kind of big. Mouth. Let's see. Okay, there we go. Teeth. Oh, I can make her a vampire. I don't know why the vampire sounds like that. That's not how vampires sound. But, there we go. I kind of like that. I think we're going to go with that. And then mouth piercings, if I so choose, or a tongue piercing. Because as you notice, the tongue sticks out. I do feel bad for anybody who's listening to this and not watching it. I really recommend you watch it. It will provide much more information in this case. And so we gave a little bit of lipstick there. Ears, kind of hard to see back there, but we do have ears. And we're going to go with some little triangle earrings in, let's go with a nice light gold color. Yeah, they're kind of hard to see because, again, it's obscured by the hair. My character doesn't have any facial hair, no mustache or beard. But let's see about eyewear. I think it would not be true to form to give Merida eyewear, so we'll skip that as well. Headwear. Let's see. They have anything that works? You know what? That's adorable. And let's make that a nice green color. Yeah, there we go. And that is that. Once you've created your Memoji character, we tap done. And you can see now I've got Merida. And I can move around and see how that character works. I can select a different one if I so choose. And I can, choose one of the non-Memoji characters. This episode of Hands on iOS is brought to you by IT Pro TV. IT Pro TV has made learning IT and finishing IT certifications possible. Students are able to learn quickly and at their own pace. Right now, with everything that is going on in the world, it has never been a better time to visit itpro.tv/twit and sign up for the remote learning opportunities that IT Pro TV has to offer. Go to itpro.tv/twit and use code TWIT30 for an additional 30% off for the lifetime of your active subscription. That's itpro.tv/twit, code TWIT30. IT Pro TV. Build or expand your IT career and enjoy the journey. Now, let's say I've decided that I don't want Merida to have earrings. How do I go about adjusting that? Well, I tap the little three dots to the left of Merida to bring Merida up, and I tap Edit. And upon choosing Edit, I can go back to Ears, and then I can choose No Earrings. And then I just tap Done. So editing your Memoji after you created is simple, and you'll also notice that there was a little duplicate option there. That lets you, if you wanted to create a similar character, so say you have your basic face structure set up, but you want to make yourself look different, you know, maybe different hats, different earwear, different piercings, that kind of thing, then it makes it very simple to do that. So you can make adjustments by duplicating your character now that you've got the basic structure figured out and just make additions that way. So I'll tap Done. So now that I've got my Animoji, my Memoji character, what do I do with it? How do I go about sending it to someone? Well, that's very simple. A pro tip here is that you want to make sure that you are in good lighting. Because if you are in low light or too bright, then the front-facing sensor on the camera has trouble tracking you and won't properly provide for those the movement of the mouth, the eyebrows, etc. And in fact, the app will notify you if the lighting is not very good, if the conditions are not very good. So make sure that you're in good lighting, and then make sure that your front-facing camera is facing at you. And I'm going to scoot back to this screen so you can see here. And I'm going to choose my character. And then you can see that I'm looking right at the screen. I'm talking directly into the camera, so that way the eyes are where they should be. And I can do two things here. I can either tap and hold down on the red circle to record, or I can tap and let go on the red circle to record. Doing both of those gives you 30 seconds of recording ability. So you can record up to 30 seconds of footage. It records your audio as well as the video movement. And so I'm going to tap and let go. And we'll just talk here for a second. Maybe I'm saying, hello, family. How are you today? It's my Memoji. Wink, 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 wink. Eyebrows up and down. Then we tap Done. You can see it play back. You can see what the person is saying, what you've said, rather. And then I can tap the send button, which is the blue circle with the arrow. So I tap that send button, the blue circle with the arrow, and the iOS software goes ahead and crunches, figures out how processing and everything like that to compress the file and get it sent off properly. And then it gets delivered to the other person. It shows up as a nice little video file with a transparent background, which is quite nice. So that transparent background keeps it from showing up anything around it. You just get that nice footage all on its own. Now, I'm going to go in again just to show that we tap on Animoji. And this is how it looks if we don't grab that gray bar and slide it to the top, if we just keep it down at the bottom. On the left are the three dots that you'll remember let you edit. And on the right is that recording button. So I can swipe to the left and the right to choose my Memoji character that I want to use, and then I can just tap and hold or just tap and let go to record up to 30 seconds of Memoji footage that I can then send off to a friend. I just wanted to give you a quick one here, a quick little tip, a way to set up Memoji on your iOS device. If you'd seen those characters, if you'd seen those hilarious Animoji karaoke videos, then you may have been wondering, how exactly do I go about getting that set up on my device? It is a little bit hidden, popping into the Messages app. It's not an independent app on its own. But once you get there and you tap on that little character with the monkey on it, then you are on your way to creating Memoji. Hey, thanks so much for tuning in for another episode of Hands on iOS. I sincerely appreciate you watching the show. I've gotten great feedback so far, and I appreciate everything that you folks have been sending my way, questions and feedback and thoughts and new topics to discuss. So you can keep doing that by emailing me. It's hands-on-ios@twit.tv. And that will send me some feedback. You can also go to twit.community, check out our community there where folks have been sending me some possible topic suggestions. Of course, don't forget to subscribe to the show. That's the best thing you can do for all of our shows here at Twit. You head to twit.tv/HOI and you will get right there to Hands on iOS. If you're a fan of YouTube, then you can also go to youtube.com/hands-on-ios. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you next time with more as we continue to go hands-on these beautiful devices we love and cherish. See ya.